Linda Lynch, of course, is the president of KI Technology Group. It's Tech Time. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, you're all dressed up and ready to go. I figured you're the business owner. Take President's Day off.
Well, I would if all my clients would take it off.
Yeah. You got to take care of those folks, don't you? So the store will be open today.
We will be.
All right. So from your perspective and what you've heard from your clients, when you get a company laptop, when you get a phone or a tablet, who pays if you lose it or if you break it?
Well, I don't know of anyone that makes their employees pay if they lose it or if they break it. I certainly think that if you're going to put that policy in place, you make that clear to the employees up front that you're going to hold them responsible for any damage or the fact that it's lost. More important to think about is the data that's on that device and what would happen if the laptop or the phone fell into the wrong hands. How easily would it be for someone to access the information on it, because they may well have sensitive company information that you don't just want to share with whoever happens to have the laptop.
So, you know, when that happens, it's just a pain, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, there are services that you can pay for that will allow you to do things like wipe the laptop if it's lost so that the information is not compromised. So that would be one thing to look at. Obviously, make sure that all of your employee devices have passwords on them and they can't just be turned on and come right up to a desktop so that people have access to information. Those are all things that you should be thinking about.
All right. I'm not sure if we've ever used profanity on this show, and I don't think we're going to now, but I want to put that out there because there's a question that was posed on the newsletter. Are you about to experience dam failure? What is dam failure?
Well, that has to do with having too much to do and not saying no to things and setting your priorities right. And you end up with so many things that you have to do that all of a sudden everything just bursts through and you have a catastrophe on your hands.
And so what do you do? I mean, you're traveling all the time. You're always working. How do you say no?
Well, I'm getting a little bit better at that, although my husband might disagree with that. It comes down to figuring out what are the most important things. What are the things that are going to move your business forward, and saying yes to those things and no to the other things. Frequently, I find that the things I didn't get around to doing seem to no longer need doing. So a lot of times the things we spend our time on are things that are not important at all, and they'll just go away if we ignore them.
How do you pick and choose? How do you determine what you spend your money on and your time on when it comes to community service and charitable events?
Well, that's a challenge because those are sometimes harder to say no to. But, you know, I'm involved with United Way, which encompasses a lot of different things in the community. So that's one that I've said yes to. I'm also a member of Rotary, the Lansing Rotary Club. And that's not just, you know, having an impact locally, but worldwide, working to eradicate polio. So you kind of have to pick and choose the things that are important to me personally or to someone else on our team.
You recently wrote that North Lansing is the home to the marker board people. What is that?
They make whiteboards that they sell primarily to schools, and they're actually pretty cool. I'd never seen these, but one that they make has like addition tables on it or multiplication. It's actually not tables. Like I knew when I was in school, it's a circle, and the kids can write their answers around the outside of the circle and then erase it and do it over another day or another time. It started as a hobby by the owner, Hal Space. And they now sell these to schools all over the country. It's kind of like the old-fashioned little chalkboard and chalk that kids might have had way before I was in school, but with a whiteboard.
I got to get that guy on the show. That sounds pretty interesting.
It is interesting.
All right. Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group. They're the folks that take care of all your computer needs for business. If you want folks to give you a call or shoot you an email, how they do that?
Well, they can email me at Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at KITechnologyGroup.com, or they can call me at 333-6540.
I don't have to do that because all my stuff is working perfectly.
That's what I like to hear.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.